your hometown.
The Village of Lindenhurst is our stop today on the Your Hometown series. Join us and we'll show you why Lindenhurst is the perfect place to live and raise a family. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's Lisa.
Well, I'd like to introduce Mick. Mick Jacobson is the executive director of Lake Villa District Library, which encompasses a few different communities, right, Mick? So you've got Lake Villa, Lindenhurst, part of Round Lake Beach, Round Lake Heights, Antioch. How many people does your library serve?
Well, Lisa, thanks for having me on. We serve just under 40,000 people as of the last census.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot. And things have changed at the library, haven't they?
Yeah, the world has changed. Everybody's job has changed the last 20 years, hasn't it? Yes, indeed.
I saw today that
the major change has been that we moved to our location in 2019. We were about a quarter mile from as a crow flies from where we are now, and we moved to a new location. So in 2019, a few months before COVID, we opened our new building.
Oh, wonderful. I saw today that Merriam-Webster announced that they've put out their 12th edition of the Collegiate Dictionary. And of course, it has words in there that have never been in a dictionary before, 5,000 new words. And it just shows how much things are changing. And those changes are so rapid that someone who is in the business that you are in libraries, that's a lot to keep up with. We all have a lot on our plates and things are changing, but boy, it's certainly changed for the library. And how have those changes changed the people who visit the library or increased the amount of people who visit the library?
Well, lots of people do visit our library and lots of public libraries throughout. And like you said, the changes are interesting. While it is easier to Google something or now use ChatGPT or another AI agent to give you an answer, when people want a reliable answer, they tend to come to reference librarians. So we still are helping people with research and using reputable resources because there's so much non-cited resources out there that are generally you don't want to base your major life decisions off of. If you're cooking some cookies or something like that, fine, use that. But if you want something major, that's great. But other changes, people are using the library very differently. We have to have a really excellent Wi-Fi because lots of people are working from home now, and they need our meeting spaces. They need to meet with their attorney, their real estate broker. We're a great, wonderful place that you can come visit without being sold anything. We just want you to be here.
Oh, that's lovely. Tell me about the Book Nook.
The Book Nook. So that's our area where we get donations from lots of people who, you know, they're moving or they just don't need these books anymore. And a lot of them are really beautiful books, but to put them in our collection wouldn't make sense. So we put them in the Book Nook, and people can then come and they make a donation to take a book, and we compile that money, and it usually ends up being, you know, a little bit. And over a year, we use that to help fund our summer reading program. In our last summer reading program, we had over 4,100 people signed up, adults and children, which is a huge amount. And we buy prizes. And sometimes, you know, a little bit of incentive helps those kids read. And as you know, and everybody, all your listeners know, if people are reading, they tend to have better mental health, they tend to have better brain health. And for kids, you know, over the summer, if you're not reading, you're falling behind. The summer slide is what they call it. And so the teachers have to catch up the last 2 months. So if they're reading over the summer, the little ones and the big ones can certainly step into school and a little bit more prepared.
Yeah, I have little ones in my life.
Fund all that.
I have little ones, 4 and 6. These are my nephew's children. And the visit to the library is huge for them. Like, they get so excited. They ride their bikes. It's a day out. And I love to see that excitement because it was how I felt when I was a kid.
Absolutely. And we see that all the time. I'm so glad your nephew's kids love the library. And tell them we love them. If they ever want to come visit our library, we'd be happy to give them a nice tour. But or you, of course. But it's heartwarming watching people, little kids, come in, and it's less heartwarming as the moms and dads take them out and they're crying because they don't want to leave.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do dance parties, we do the story times, we bring in magicians, we do all kinds of wonderful events and exhibits where the kids can, you know, we had a giant R2-D2 Lego statue, I mean, when I say giant, up to the ceiling, in our lobby, and kids would come in and their eyes would just grow big and like, what is this? And so creating those delights, those delightful moments as kids come in, or if they just see a cutout of Elsa and they want to take a picture with Elsa, of course, that's wonderful as well.
Well,
and hopefully they're walking out with lots of books so they can engage with, literacy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key. And you do have a lot going on at the Lake Villa District Library. I saw that you do an annual community event called Grapes and Growlers.
Oh, that's a very popular event. So this is another fundraiser to help pay for our summer reading program. Mayor Marcherano and other people come, and our dignitaries from Lindenhurst and all our other areas come and join us. We have some couple of breweries come and a wine tasting from Antioch Fine Wines, and people can come drink some wine, listen to John Primer, the Grammy nominated blues.
Love
artist.
John Primer. He's so good.
Yeah, isn't he? And imagine seeing him in a library where you can get right up against him, and then walk around the library through the stacks of books and go get a beer from Harbor Brewing or another brewer or a glass of wine if that's your thing. Or if you don't like to drink, there's food from Antioch Pizza, which is just down the road in Lindenhurst from us, and they've always been a huge beneficiary of us. And you get to drink beer in the library and not get kicked out.
Right. I mean, that is new. That is, that was not the library that I grew up with. But I understand that fundraising is a big part of keeping the library alive and up to date, right?
Well, if you want to do the added things, we are very lucky. Our community supports the library well. And so we are in a really, we're well funded. And so we don't need to do too much fundraising, but we do want to have little added bonuses. And so having prizes for summer reading and things like that, that is a great way of doing it. But fundraising and raising other money, we're really happy to partner with a lot of people on those things.
Well, that's wonderful. That means you're in a great district.
Can I just add, my daughter it lives in Antioch, and she's a stay-at-home mom, and this library is her respite. I mean, she takes the kids there all the time. Story time, she loves it because, everything is free, and the kids just love it. So thank you, Mick.
I'm so thankful to hear that. Those little stories, and we hear those a lot, it makes all my Excel budget crunching worth it.
Yeah.
But our librarians are fantastic. And though you might not be in our district, there's librarians ever. If you're just looking for a book to read, books for your kids to read, and you just tell them, hey, I'm looking for this type of book, they will be on mission for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Mick Jacobson, Executive Director of Lake Villa District Library, which, of course, serves Lindenhurst. Today, we're talking about Lindenhurst. On the third Thursday, the last Thursday of every month, we do a Your Hometown series. And today, it's all about Lindenhurst. So you'll hear a couple things that might inspire you to do something in your community. And, of course, if you ever want your community featured, just reach out to us.